This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil here in the studio. I have three guests, and we're going to unpack this whole thing about this open house for Beltrami County Workforce Impact and Career Force, and we've got the experts here. That's just the way it is. Dave Wall, who is kind of the overseer, supervisor of all this activity. Dave Wall, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, and thanks for having us, Phil.
Good to have you guys back. And, you know, we talked to you not long ago. You had a job fair for first responders, and you guys just keep busy. You know, you're trying to help the community, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do. And, of course, we had that job fair, and then this time around is our open house for our business relationships that help people do that journey from basically unemployment to a job. And so we want to invite the public and businesses as well to come see what we're doing and hear some success stories that we have and just network together.
Having a good job is so important. I mean, you think about over the years, even for myself, five kids, and boy, what would I do if I didn't have a job and be able to support my family? And then you don't want to just be stuck in a job. You want to be able to develop and get to a point of a very important word that we're going to hear a few times today, self-sufficiency, right, Dave?
Yeah, that
I
is.
I hear that's one of your favorite words.
That's one of my favorite words,
Or
yes.
Is that two words? Is that hyphenated?
We'll hyphenate it, sure. Oh,
there you go. Make it one.
But the important part is, you know, being able to have the dignity to take care of yourself eventually. And, you know, everybody's on a journey, and we just want to be that, you know, helping the journey of becoming able to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And whether that's with a family, without a family, and employment's a big part of that in our society.
Speaking of doing a good job, there are two gals here in the studio that you've been hearing on a radio commercial. They do a good job, right, Dave?
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
The all-star team right here.
They are.
We have Amber and Cassie. Amber, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good, thank you. Yes, good to see you.
Yes, and you're excited for the open house coming up?
Yes.
It takes, you know, a lot of planning involved, because there's a lot involved with this thing, isn't there?
There is a lot, yes.
Yeah, well, we're going to unpack it here as we go. Let's say hi to Cassie first, though. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
You've been fighting a cold like me, I understand.
I have been. You know, it's just going around.
Year.
It is.
How long have you been working with this whole thing, Cassie?
I've been at Beltrami County for almost four years, actually. Okay. But I've been a navigator for two.
You know, okay, so this is your job, and that's an important job for you and your family, right? Mm-hmm. To have a job, to get paid, and so forth. But yet, your job involves helping others find a good job so they can get and be doing what you're doing. I mean, it's got to be pretty rewarding, really.
It is. It is really nice to be able to help people and help them kind of find where they will be happy in employment, because I think we've all had jobs that we just don't really care for.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So being able to help find that fit where you're happy, you'll be there long term is really a rewarding thing.
And you guys are involved with a lot of different employers in town, but you want to expand that, right? I know that's part of the open house, is to have some employers come where you guys can connect with them and get them involved in what you guys do?
Yeah, it is. It's really important for us to have that connection with our employers, just so that we can best fit people with the employers.
Yeah, yeah. And Amber, you know, there are some people that getting a job and keeping a job, it's just not that easy for some reason. You know, there are some people, it's no big deal, but there's just a lot of people where finding a good job is hard for a variety of reasons, I suppose.
It is, and there's a lot of barriers that we didn't know.
Yeah.
I guess we're such a strong part of just everybody in the community, so trying to help them overcome those barriers to get that employment has
some
been.
Some of us maybe take it for granted. That
absolutely.
It can't be that hard. Just go apply and get a job.
Right.
But it isn't always that easy, is it?
No, transportation, that's going to be the biggest one. Transportation and childcare. Yes, we have a bus, but you can't just jump on the bus and get where you need to go right away. You can't just bring your kids everywhere you go to. So
yeah, interesting. So at this open house, obviously people who are looking for work, who are struggling to find a good job, or maybe want to see their job situation improved, they should come to this open house, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. And then we talked about employers, and you've got some featured employers. What does that mean?
We do. We have success stories from those who we have helped come from not being able to withhold employment to having a really good relationship with that employer and being able to either be employed with them or find employment in other places. Okay. So we have four featured ones that are going to be there if you want to come in, chat with them and kind of see how either you could be the next success story or how you as an employer could be featuring our next success story.
Okay. Sanford Health is one of them. And that's kind of a no-brainer, I suppose, because they employ so many people. They're probably constantly looking for employees, aren't they, at Sanford?
Right. Yes, yeah. They are.
And there's ways that you guys have been able to plug people into the needs that they have, I suppose.
Right. Yes, we do a lot of referrals. So
okay.
That's probably one of the biggest things that we do is we figure out the need for the employers and then the clients that come into us to look for work as well. We match them with what we know for employers and that's kind of how we fill that void.
And the employers provide training in many cases as far as that goes too. Cassie, let's talk about the Science Center. They're one of your featured employers. Talk about that. I mean, that's kind of interesting.
So yes, they are one of our featured employers. We actually have a program for supported work. If you are on one of our programs and you're working with a navigator, sometimes, you know, you just can't find your own employment. So we will kind of place you with a business. And right now we actually have someone that is working at the Science Center through that. So they are going to be one of our supported workers or our featured employers to come in and talk about that and how well that's been working.
Yeah. The supportive work program is a period of time where funds through the state and county actually pay their wages. Is that how it works?
Yes.
For a limited number of time?
Yep, yeah. That's how it works. So we will kind of best match you with employers that we have for supported work right now. We kind of have a limited number, but we match the client that we have with their pick, kind of. So with what will fit them and also what they're interested in doing. And then we kind of set it up. They have to do the whole interview. They have to do the whole hiring process. So the interview, the background checks, whatever other requirements the business requires. And then they start working there and they do different tasks that the employer would like them to do.
Yeah.
So,
but for an employer, I mean, let's make sure I get this right. You could actually have an employee that comes to work for you, but you don't pay that employee. The funds come through your organizations, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. So it is pretty much just like an extra person that you are helping give job experience to.
Right.
So really, you aren't paying any of the wages. You're not paying any of the other things that go along with payroll and things like that. That is all through us.
Yeah.
So,
but the business does have some things they need to do, and that is provide training and things like that, I suppose.
Yes, so it's definitely like you need to be able to help this person with job experience so that they're like gaining skills, you know, like how to do certain tasks at the business. Because we want everyone to be able to, you know, get those skills so that they can become self-sufficient.
Yeah. Well, if you're a business owner and you're hearing what Amber and Cassie are talking about, and Dave, we'll throw Dave in there too. We'll get back to you. it really sounds interesting. Many of us have no clue that these sorts of programs are available. I mean, that's just the way it is. In a town like Bemidji, you start up your business. You have no idea that there's people like Amber and Cassie that could help you get connected to some potential employees out there. And you're not only bettering your business, but you're being of benefit to the community, Amber. I mean, that's really should be a part of this, right? You know, we're all working together to provide a better community and a better way of life for some of these people that could use a good
job.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So there you go. And of course, the county is a part of this. The workforce impact. I like, you know, the slogan, keeping Beltrami County working. You know, it's important. And then you guys work with Career Force. That's a state entity, right?
Correct.
Amber?
Yep.
All right. But they're right there with you guys.
Yep.
And okay. Well, let's talk about the open house. Cassie, you guys are, where are you at? The second floor of a building here, right where all the government buildings are, correct?
Yes, correct. The Community Resource Building
or
Community Services Center. We're actually the building where like WIC is in the basement And we're right next to the DMV. Okay. So you'll just go in the building and then up to the second floor, right in the lobby, and then there'll be signs that'll point you to where our area is.
All right. 11 to 2 on Wednesday, the 24th. And I like what it says, Dave. Stop by for coffee and conversation. What does that mean to you when you say that?
So Starbucks is partnering with us again, so we'll have coffee and some refreshments there.
Okay.
And we really want it to be an easy event to come to. Like, we don't want people to feel intimidated, you know, that, oh, there are going to be businesses there. Like, if it's a client, they want to pursue an option with supportive work or that type of thing. We don't want them to be intimidated by that. But we also don't want businesses to be that way either. If a business has a heart and a passion to help people be successful in life, and they feel like, hey, I want to look at that. I want to see what those options are and talk to other businesses.
Yeah.
It's going to be a networking environment and where they can come in and visit with other businesses and maybe even make a connection to a client. That would be wonderful, you know, if that type of thing happened. And so we would just want to provide that environment for this to take place.
Okay. Giving people a hand up, helping people to secure work that blesses them and their families. I mean, this is biblical stuff too, isn't it, Dave, when you think about it? You know, working hard and being a strong family.
It is, and I think that is a good thing to consider, you know, that taking care of yourself and your family and your responsibilities are good virtues to develop in life, and we assist in that by helping you with these, Amber said, barriers that might be in the way. Hey, have a discussion with one of our navigators or team members about what you're experiencing and see how we could help with that type of thing so that we can see you be successful.
You know, these are three of the friendliest people ever, Amber, Cassie, and Dave. You get to work with people like that, right, Amber? I mean, you guys have fun at your office every day and helping people, you know. Some of your clients, you don't see them every day, I'm assuming. Is it like once a week they would come in, or I suppose it just varies?
It just kind of varies, yeah.
Okay.
But we see them regularly, I would say.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you're looking for a job, it's not like you can just do that once a week. You just got to keep going,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yep.
Until you find that job. But you guys are there to help. Final words, Cassie, just invite everybody to come. The open house, Wednesday the 24th. It's going to be fun.
It is, yes. We would just like everyone in our community to come and see what we do, and our employers to kind of come and see what we do so we can connect with you, so we can find employees that would best fit at your business. So, yeah everybody come on April 24th from 11 to 2.
Awesome. Thanks, Cassie. Thanks, Amber.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. It's going to be good. Dave, thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. And we'll talk again.
All right.
All right. We're going to be self-sufficient.
Yes.
I like that. That's a good word. Word of the day. Love it. All right. This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.